This week on Dana's Low Carb for Life, we talk about low-carb fast food fish, whether I'm bored with my low-carb diet, and we listen to more low-carb voices, so stick around. You are listening to Dana's Low Carb for Life. Hey gang, welcome to episode 10 of Dana's Low Carb for Life, brought to you by CarbSmart, your smart choice for a low-carb lifestyle. This week, since it's Lent, I'm going to talk about your low-carb fish choices at some of the major fast food chains. I'm going to answer the question, don't you get bored of eggs and meat? And since I can't do an interview, we're going to hear from three listeners on Low Carb Voices. It's totally cool to hear that many people calling in. It's great. I'm afraid, guys, that, like I mentioned, I don't have an interview this week, and it's because I don't have a new microphone yet of the cholesterol hypothesis of heart disease. In other words, I don't think high cholesterol levels plug up your arteries. I would like to recommend the book, The Cholesterol Myths, Exposing the Fallacy that Saturated Fat and Cholesterol Cause Heart Disease by a Dr. Uffe Ravenskov. That's Uffe Ravenskov. Uffe Ravenskov. And he debunks the whole cholesterol thing very thoroughly. I'll have my producer, Kevin, put up a link to Dr. Ravenskov's book on the show page, Dana's Low Carb for Life, and I really encourage you all to either order it from Amazon or go to your library and get it. If your library doesn't have it, they can get it for you through interlibrary loan. But even if high cholesterol did plug up your arteries, which again, I don't think it does, eating cholesterol does not cause high blood cholesterol. Now, like most things, there is an exception to this. There are people with a genetic inability to metabolize cholesterol. For these people who have what's called familial hypercholesterolemia, eating cholesterol can raise blood cholesterol, but that's about 1 in 500 people. If you're one of them, then the following stuff does not apply, but unless you're in that group, it does. Cholesterol, you have to understand, is absolutely vital for every cell in your body. Your cell membranes are made out of it. Your hormones are made out of it. You can't live without it. And your body can make cholesterol at will. At any given time, roughly two-thirds of the cholesterol in your blood was made by your liver. It's not anything you ate. It's something that your body made. If you eat more cholesterol, your liver will make less. If you eat less cholesterol, your liver will make more. So because of this ability to balance the two, eating cholesterol actually has very little effect on your blood levels of cholesterol. On the other hand, a thing that often does raise cholesterol is high levels of insulin in the blood. And this is why diabetics have high cholesterol. For many people, a low-carbohydrate diet, complete with the eggs and the red meat and the butter and all, because it lowers insulin levels, actually lowers cholesterol a bit. For most people, a low carbohydrate diet will dramatically raise HDL, the protective cholesterol, and that means your balance of HDL to LDL will improve. And almost always, a low-carbohydrate diet will drop triglycerides like a rock. All of this means that the improved HDL and the lower triglycerides mean that even if your total cholesterol stays the same, or even if it goes up a tiny bit, the chances are very good that your heart disease risk has actually improved. Now, some people show a modest rise in LDL cholesterol on a low-carb diet, but there are three things to keep in mind about that. One, it appears that it is the balance of HDL to LDL that's more important than the LDL number. And again, I'm not sure these things are actually causing heart disease. The LDL is actually causing heart disease. I think it's a marker for other things. But with that increase in HDL, low carbers experience, your HDL-LDL balance will improve dramatically. Two, and this was something I only learned a year or two ago, and it was fascinating to me. LDL numbers are not generally directly measured. They don't you know, suck out some of your blood and go, oh, look, there's exactly this much LDL in it. No, they calculate it using something called the Friedewald equation. They take your blood and they measure your total cholesterol, they measure HDL, and they measure your triglycerides. Then they take that total cholesterol number, they subtract your HDL and 1/5 of your triglyceride number from your total cholesterol and figure that that is about what your LDL number is. Now, apparently this Friedewald equation is pretty accurate if you have triglycerides somewhere in the 100 to 200 range, which most people who eat a lot of carbs do. But low carbers run really low triglycerides. I have seen my triglycerides as low as 36. That's almost unheard of, 36. Well, once you get triglycerides under 100, that 1/5 triglyceride number gets to be very small indeed. And so subtracting it from your total cholesterol will yield an inaccurately high number for your LDL. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. In fact, my LDL once came in just a few points above the supposedly normal number. And my doctor pointed to it and said she was a little concerned. And I said, Beth, you and I both know that I could lower that LDL number by raising my triglycerides. And she laughed and said, bad idea. So remember, if your triglycerides are very, very low, your LDL number is probably inaccurately high. And 3, it turns out that LDL comes in two kinds, and this is something that's been emerging in the last decade or so. LDL comes in two kinds. There's small, dense LDL, which does indeed indicate a higher risk of heart disease, and big, fluffy LDL, which is completely harmless. So, what does that mean to us? Well, a low-carbohydrate diet, high in animal fat, and yes, in cholesterol, tends to skew your LDL particle size to the big, fluffy, harmless kind of LDL. Interestingly, a low-fat diet based on grains actually creates small, dense, potentially harmful LDL. So, if your doctor is still concerned about your cholesterol, you might ask your doctor to order the test that measures just exactly how much small dense LDL and how much big fluffy LDL you've got, because that will be a clarification. So the point is you want to look at the balance of your blood work rather than that single cholesterol number. The single cholesterol number by itself, really not very meaningful. Okay. That's it for low carb voices for today. We need another question, don't we? So, we have some holidays coming up. We have both Easter and Passover heading our way. So this week's question is, do you have a special low-carb dish that you're planning to serve for whatever upcoming holiday you celebrate? Maybe you have a great low-carb dessert you'd like to serve, or a great vegetable side dish that everybody loves, or maybe you've come up with a wonderful decarbed version of your great-grandma's old traditional holiday favorite. Whatever that great low-carb specialty you have for your holiday meal is, I know everybody else wants to know about it. So please call 412-385-DANA. That's 412-385-3262, and let us know. And please give us a description of how you make this dish, because really, you know, just telling us what it is and not giving people at least a clue as to how to cook it, that's not fair. So call up 412-385-DANA and tell us about your best upcoming holiday dish. That's it for this week, folks. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always email us at feedback@danaslowcarbforlife.com, and you can please join in the discussion at the show page, danaslowcarbforlife.com, and hang out at my blog, holdthetoast.com. Check out the Dana Carpenter's Hold the Toast Press Facebook page and become a fan. And basically, stay in the conversation. So until next week, stay low carb for life. This is Dana Carpenter saying thanks for listening. If you like today's show, please leave a review at the iTunes store. You can always leave questions and comments at 412-385-DANA. or write us at feedback@danaslowcarbforlife.com. For complete show notes, please visit our site at www.danaslowcarbforlife.com, and don't forget to visit the blog at holdthetoast.com. Special thanks to Disc of Light Media and our sponsor, CarbSmart.com.